Bible said, I hadn't seen you heard the things that God prepared for them that love him, but he revealed them to us by his Spirit. And I tell you, sometimes the Spirit of God begins to reveal to me what's really on the other side. Hallelujah. It gets real. You say, I've never seen it with my eyes, not these natural eyes, but I see it through the Word of God, through the Spirit of God, as he reveals it to me. It's happy. It's joyous. It's wonderful. It's marvelous. Know what we got looking forward to. Hallelujah. That's why the Bible says we have hope in this life only in Christ. We are most men miserable. And I'm glad this morning we don't have to live a miserable life. We got hope beyond this life in the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You got your Bibles? Turn me to the book of Haggai, chapter number 2. Haggai, chapter number 2. And them little books, I have to hunt them, so don't worry about if you hunt. If you go to Malachi and back up, that's about the end of the Old Testament, and back up a little. That's the best way to find it. Hallelujah. Lord is good. He's a stronghold in a day of trouble. He is that, isn't he? Haggai chapter number 2. You read verse number 3 says, who's left among you that saw this house in their first glory? How do you see it now? How do you see it now? Is it not in your eyes? In comparison, is it of nothing? Be yet now be strong, O Zerubbabel, saith the Lord, and be strong, O Joshua, the son of Josedech, the high priest, and be strong, all you people of the land, saith the Lord, and work, for I am with you, saith the Lord of hosts. According to the word that I have covenanted with you when you came out of Egypt, so my Spirit remaineth among you, fear ye not. But thus saith the Lord of hosts, yet once in a little while, I shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land. I make all nations and desire of all nations shall come. Now I fill this house with glory, saith the Lord of hosts. The silver's mine, the gold is mine, saith the Lord of hosts. The glory of the latter house shall be greater than that of the former, saith the Lord of hosts. And in this place will I give peace, saith the Lord. He said the glory of the latter house is going to be greater than the former. In this passage of scripture, we don't only see, we see a real prophecy even of the what's going to go on even in the latter thousand year reign. But we see also, I'm going to tell you, something this is said for us to do. Although we may not see, this bothers me sometimes, we don't see the glory of God like we have seen it even ourselves. We don't see the glory of God like some of the older ones have even seen it. We don't see it like it was in even in the early church. We haven't seen that a long time, but I want to tell you something. God's still God. He's still God. He said, is anybody left among you who saw the house in her first glory? Hallelujah. I won't tell you what happened. It won't take time to go read it. You find some up in the Chronicles. You find some up in the book of Ezra. I'm telling you that sometimes the priests couldn't even minister because the glory of the Lord had filled the house. Hallelujah. God's presence was so strong and real that they couldn't even minister the word of God. But I want to tell you something about the glory of God. Oh, Moses said one time, he said, Lord, he said, show me thy glory. And God said to Moses, he said, I want to tell you something. He said, you see, that glory of God is so wonderful and marvelous. He said, I'll tell you what I'll do.
I'm going to pass by. My goodness is going to pass by you. He said, I'm going to put my hand upon you. He was in the cleft of the rock, Moses was. God said, I'm going to put my hand upon you because you can't look upon me and live. In our natural bodies that we're in, you don't want to. He said, you can't. You can't look upon the Lord. He said, I tell you, I put my hand upon you. And when I passed by, he said, you can see my 100 parts. But he said, he couldn't look upon the face of the Lord. You can tell you something. They couldn't, and I mentioned, I believe it was Wednesday night, they couldn't even stand to look upon Moses' face when he was there in the presence of God. When he come down from the presence of God, he wished not that his face was shining with the glory of God. Listen, they couldn't even stand to look upon his face that was lit up with the glory of God. How much more could they not stand to see the glory of God? I'm telling you, I'm longing to see what measure of the grace and the glory of God that we could see for the grace of God. We need to see. We must see God's presence. I long to see the glory and the grace and the power, the majesty of the glory of God in our midst once again. That's what I'm longing to see. He said, who saw it? If you and I would just, some of us, probably particularly the older ones of us here this morning, if we'd sit back and think, if you'll think back in the earlier days, even in the church age we're living in, years ago, you saw more of the power of the glory of his power in the church than you've seen in a long time. But we need to get back to that place we can see the glory of God. I read another passage of scripture in the Old Testament. You know what? He said, the glory of God, listen, departed. They'd stole. They took away. The enemy did. The ark of God. And listen. Listen, this old older man, what he did. When he heard, he fell over and died. He said, listen, they got it. Listen, they had a new baby was born. You know what they named it? Ichabod, meaning the departing of the Lord. The glory of the Lord had departed because the ark had left. But you know, when it took that ark over and took him over where old dragon was, them old false gods, them false gods couldn't stand up among him, among the ark of God. No, sir. Hey, they'd fall over dead. The old ark, they was already dead, but they'd fall over. Just a stone, just a built God, one that they worshipped. But when the ark of God, which was the diaping walls of the Shekinah glory of God, listen, the glory departed when the ark left them. I'm telling you, ark's the type of Christ. We must have his presence and his power, his glory in our midst. Won't be anything done. But you know what? Everywhere they put that ark, power of God was there. Glory of God was there. They said, get that thing out of here. What are we going to do? It's killing us. Can I say something? The lack of his presence today is killing us. Why are we so dead? Why are we so cold? Why does people have no desire for the house of God, no desire for God? It's lacking of the power of the Almighty God and the glory of his marvelous grace in our midst. They'd rather go to anywhere else in the house of God most of the time. Why? Because they got no hunger for the word of God, no desire for the things of God. I was reading some other scripture in the book in the New Testament. I heard a preacher preaching. Sometimes I don't never forget. Sometimes I may forget last week. But I want to tell you something. I heard a brother preach one time, Brother Donnie, on two fools and a hen-pecked husband. You know what they did? They started making excuses. They got invited to a supper. They got invited to a supper. And they began immediately to make excuses. They wouldn't come. They couldn't come. They couldn't come. One had to go prove his oxen. That was one of the fools. Who want to buy some? Never proved them. Didn't know if it worked or not. Listen, amen. Excuses at excuses. I want to tell you something. God won't take excuses. He said we'll be there without excuses. They had no hunger for the word of God. They were invited to a supper, but they weren't hungry. They didn't listen. They just begin to make excuses. That's all goes on a lot of times. I want to tell you, God's still God. He is. One of them said, I bought some land. I got to go look at it. Well, if I was going to buy some, I ain't looked at it. I think it'd have to be mighty cheap, wouldn't it? It might be in a swamp. It might be somewhere else. But that's what he said. Can't come. And one said, I married a wife. He didn't say she wouldn't let him come, so I don't know what the deal was on that. But he was using it for excuse. Can I tell you something? You can live for God. You can go to God's. You can go God's way. Don't matter if you're the only one. I didn't say it'd be easy, and it's easier if it's two in the same household. Loving, serving, faithfully living for God makes it easier. But I'm going to tell you something. God's grace is sufficient. Yes, it is. And so listen. But they didn't have no hunger for the things. They didn't have no hunger for that supper. He was giving them one. They refused it. I want to tell you something. God's calling us. One of these days we're going to a great supper. Hallelujah. We're going to the marriage supper of the Lamb. But I've got news for you. You can't wait till it's all over. You got to take heed to the call now. He's calling. He's calling. He's calling. And so desire. Boy, desire is. Who saw the house in her first glory? I'm thankful. I praise the Lord. I've seen some of the power of God. I praise God for that. I've seen some of the glory of God. Hallelujah. And you know what? It'd be a blessing. Now, I'm not talking about just getting to singing and not have no preaching. No, I ain't talking about that. But it'd be a blessing to get to God's house. And the glory of God would fill this house right here so full. Listen. It'd be like it was when the glory filled the house. And when he was building that, a tabernacle. Building the house of God. I would long to see it. Well, hey, wouldn't have to stand up. Wouldn't have to get up here. To be so full of God. Listen, the priest could not even stand to minister. And it'd be a blessing to see the power of God move in our midst again. Tell you what, going to get hungry for God. Ark left. God's presence left. We can't grieve the Holy Spirit and we can't quench him. We got to yield to him, surrender to him, to see the power of God work. You say, preacher, is anybody left? I've seen the house in their first glory. I've seen a little. You? I hope and pray God let us see a little more of the glory of God. His presence, his power. Hallelujah. He's glorious in his power. He's glorious in his presence. I often read this verse over in the New Testament.
He said they were doctors and lawyers. They were all those that scribes and Pharisees. There's just piles of people. But here's what he said. But the power of the Lord was present. See, when Jesus walked in, and when Jesus walks in, and his presence, the presence of the Lord, and the power of the Lord walked in. Listen. They were healed. Many multitudes turned to him, followed him. Christ was there. What was Peter and them preaching? What were they preaching on the day of Pentecost? What were they preaching to multitudes? They were preaching the death, the burial, and the resurrection of our wonderful Lord. How that he died for our sins, rose again the third day. Hallelujah, what a Savior. I'm telling you, his presence, his glory, the glory of his presence and grace is what draws people, hallelujah, to him. Come, Lord. He says, you see it. Look at verse 3. You're in their first glory. How do you see it now? If there's ever been a time, we all need to take a look at this. It's what the Lord has been laying on my heart. If you've ever seen a time when the glory of God was more presence in the house of God than it is now, we need to take heed, because he's saying, how do you see it now compared to what it was?
Well, I'm not trying to run down the church, but I'm trying to get our hearts stirred. God's trying to stir my heart. Want to see.
I went to see him, a man yesterday in the hospital. Actually, my cousin. Another one of my cousins. I got a pile of them. His daddy is the one Brother Jimmy used to come out and park on the back street
to hear us preach on the streets, because he didn't want to come up and let nobody see him.
But you know what? Years later, I got to go into his house and visit him. And he told me that. I didn't know he was back there.
But you know what? I got to visit and pray with him, talk to him about the Lord. He got to share with him his faith in the Lord. You know what? Oh, my cousin sitting right back in her by marriage, married to one of my cousins, this man's brother. So I saw them yesterday in town.
And her husband told me, said, you ain't got to go up by the scene, but said he was asking about you. I don't know if I'd been told. You know, God got so heavy on my heart. I said, I got to go. Got to go talk to him about the Lord. I hope and pray we can get so burdened that we want to know if anyone, if they know the Lord.
I'll tell you something. I want to see God's glory in his grace. I want to see folks saved. Thank God I can go. Amen. As long as I can go, I'm going to go. I'm going to try to go for the Lord. Hallelujah. I tell you what you do. Get laid up a few weeks like I got laid up. And God gets you up. You want to see his glory. You want to see his grace. And you want to go for him. That's what God wants us to do. How many sees the house of God now? That's what he's saying. How do you see it now? I remember seeing some of the glory of God. I remember seeing, being told of the glory of God. I read in the scriptures of the glory of God. Now I want to see the manifestation of His power and His glory again. Hallelujah.
You want to see that? Will you join me in prayer for it? Will you join me in prayer and say, Lord, we want to see Your glory. Hallelujah.
How do you see it now? Is it not in your eyes as compassion as nothing? Whew, well, that's a sobering thought, ain't it? We see so much nothing happen. We see so much nothing going on in the spirit realm, in the house of God. It's disturbing. My prayer this morning, my plea is, will you help me pray that God would visit His house again? That He'd meet with us. He'd visit us. His presence would be so real. His glory would be so revealed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, God's going to do some shaking. He's going to shake His nation. He's going to shake the church. He's going to shake you, and He's going to shake me. One day, again, can I tell you what He said? My house is going to be full. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you all for coming this morning. Through the rain, through the mud. It's hard to say cold, but it's not cold, is it? God bless you for it. But most of us had to stir up in the morning, won't we? Start again. But I'm glad the glory of the latter house shall be greater than of the former. I'm longing to see those days when the glory of God, hallelujah, the presence of God. Well, you know that ark got stolen. He got put in another place. And it was killing them folk that stole it. I mean, it was damaging them. The idol dragon would be there standing there, and had it built there like a big old, their big old god, and they'd come back the next morning, that thing would be. That's what the power of God did. Hallelujah. As God says, I'm going to shake these nations. And I'm going to fill this house with glory. It's going to be wonderful. I'm looking forward to see the manifestation of the glory of God again. That's why I said be strong. Be of good courage. Don't be dismayed. God is still God. And He's still reigning and ruling. Amen, Brother Jimmy. He's Lord of Lord and King of Kings. And so the Lord is not saying to us. He said in verse 5, according to the word that I command you, when you came out of Egypt, so My Spirit remaineth among you, fear ye not. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. And when Jesus went back to the Father, He sent the Holy Ghost back to us, or the Holy Spirit back to us, and thank God that He's still with us. Let's don't forget it. He hadn't left us alone. And the Lyrian, Thank God when Jesus is coming again. He's going to come and minister to us again. I believe God's grace is sufficient for every need. Hallelujah. What a wonderful God. How many would like to see the glory of God again? Let me ask you a question. If you've ever seen, and I'm sure if any of you is any age, if you ever seen God working and moving any more than he is now, listen, raise your hand. You have, haven't you? Many have. Yeah, many of you have. Praise God. Would you like to see it again? I would. Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. He hadn't changed. He hadn't moved. You said, I'm not feeling as close to him as I used to. Well, guess who's moved? It's us. He's still God. He ain't lost a bit of his power. He ain't lost a bit of it. He's still Lord. He's still Lord of lords and King of kings. He's still ruler. You hear what he said a while ago? He said, the gold's mine, the silver's mine. Hey, just give God, don't worry about all that. It's all his anyhow. People spend their whole lifetime trying to save up some gold and silver and don't even think about God. Just get God and you got all the rest of it. You say, I'm not saying you're going to have a whole pile in your pocket, but you still got everything. He said it's all mine. Everything's his. The earth, the fullness of it, it's all God's. He's a creator. He's God. He's sovereign. He's the one that's glorious. Hallelujah. That's what Moses told him. He said, Lord, if you ain't going with me, I ain't going. He said, Lord, show me your glory. Let me know that you're going to go with me. And tell you something, you don't walk this way alone. You don't walk this way alone. He's with you. He's with you. Hallelujah. Hey, we got a lot of empty seats this morning. A lot of them sick. A lot of them can't come. And I'm not saying why they're not here. I'm not fussing about them not being here. I want to tell you something. I got a bunch of cows. And you know what? If you can give them the same amount of feed, if you get rid of half, if half of them ain't come up, the rest of them get more. And you know what? You know what I do? I just feast on it more. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, if Kirk goes out, we're about through in here anyway. Lord's good, ain't he? Do you really want to see the glory of God? Would you help me pray? Will you help me pray? Help me pray that God would visit his people again. Hallelujah. Brother.